You're listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense. Total Talk Nonsense.
Oh, that was lame. Pauly B does a better job than you, man. You want to try again?
AKC's Total Dog Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're coming back at you with what?
Episode 37, John.
Nice.
37. Only 13 more to our 50th episode.
What are we going to do for that?
Something really special, John.
Excellent.
We don't want to give away too much right now, do we? Because we really don't know what we're going to do. Yeah.
We're listening to Hate by Alcohol.
Hate on Hate.
Hate on Hate, right. I have it marked down as Hate.
Oh, I thought it was Hate on Hate.
Well, maybe it's Hate on Hate, yeah. Off of the site, I think it was Hate on Hate. That'd be Tony Hearn from
Butch Tony.
Alcohol. Butch Tony. AlcoholRock.com. Check it out.
Also, the better half of Punky.
Yeah.
Favorite podcast, Punky. You all right tonight, John?
I'm fine. Why?
Something bothering you? You seem kind of narcissistic.
No, it's not me. It's you,
depressed.
Man.
Is it because the Bears just lost their playoff game?
I'm over that, man.
You're over it already?
Yeah.
Moved on?
I moved on.
Well,
how about
good.
You, man?
Me?
You didn't want to do the ha-ha?
No, I didn't. I didn't want you to have to throw something and throw your shoulder out or anything like that.
Like that you ever cared about any of that shit before.
Oh, I do.
What's in it for me? We've heard so many times on this podcast.
Right, but I'm changing my ways, John. Now it's what's in it for John. Because, John, I just can't quit you.
Are you mad at me or something?
No, why would I be mad at you?
I don't know.
Of course not.
What's the matter, dude?
Nothing.
You okay?
I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
No, I'm kidding. There's nothing wrong.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I'm good, man.
Come on.
Come on. You come on. All right, John.
Did you see that movie?
I have not seen Brokeback Mountain.
Seen Humpback Mountain?
Humpback.
Hump Ass Mountain?
Pump Me in the Ass Mountain? I haven't, no.
You know, Kinky Sex sent us, I think it was Kinky Sex. Can you email it to me? Maybe. Or, yeah. A link. This is John and Scott, and it was a cartoon.
Yeah.
The Last Two Guys on Earth. Did you see that?
I started watching that, and then my daughter came downstairs.
My wife came in.
I didn't know where to go, so I shut it off.
Well, the wife came in, and I said, hey, rub my shoulders, and she started to. And she's like, what's this? I go, I don't know, something somebody sent us, and we're looking at it. And all of a sudden, the cartoon starts fucking the other guy in the ass. And he's going, oh, take it, you. This, it's a little, whatever, black and white stick cartoon.
Well, it's a good thing I turned it off.
She goes, oh, my. Oh, what? That's sick. It's a joke, honey.
Right.
Well, I'm going. I'm leaving. Okay.
Well, that's a good thing I turned it off.
Have a nice day.
Because Emma came down and, hey, what are you looking at?
Cartoon. Want to watch it?
Nothing anymore. Click. Close browser. File exit. I'll have to check that out later.
Yeah. The Bears lost today. Fuckers. The defense didn't show up, Scott.
No, they didn't.
They just were not here.
I didn't see the game. I saw the end of it. And the commentators were saying, the Carolina has had the Bears defense confused all game
long.
Long.
All game long?
Yep.
Yeah. Basically, that's just what happened. Exactly. So.
What are you going to do?
They're toast.
They'll get them next year, right, Johnny?
Yeah, next year. That's the saying here in Chicago.
We've been hearing that since 85.
That's right. Yeah, next year.
When we were putting the dynasty together.
Next coach. Next coach. How many coaches have we had since the...
The Dit Man?
The Dit.
I don't know.
We had, who came in first?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Ditka was the only coach they ever had.
Yeah. You're right.
No doubt.
He cashed in.
All right, John, well, you want to play some comment music? And I'll get into the comments. And thinking, should we change this section to the Arrowwolf show?
Yeah.
Or
this is his theme.
The segment, the Arrowwolf segment. I mean, it's three more comments from Arrowwolf, if I can count. Maybe two. I'm not sure. One, two. No, just two. But yeah. In the first week, he had three comments. Now he's added two more. He's had five comments in 2 weeks. So I'm going to only read one of his comments at my discretion, John. You know why?
You go.
You know why?
No.
Because it's our show.
Right.
We could do whatever
okay.
we want.
Okay. You go, girl.
Here's another vote for you. Keep it up, Tom. From Kinky Sex. And that reminds me, John. I got an email. No, didn't get an email. We saw a forum post from Kinky Sex that said, hey, man, what's with you smack cards? Email me so we can set up the show where you guys can come and be guests on Kinky Sex Radio. So I guess you're going to do that, right?
What?
Well, you and Kinky Sex, Tom from Kinky Sex, email each other already.
We do?
Yeah, he emailed you stuff, didn't he?
He just emails me links. He's been emailing you about coming on the show.
No, he hasn't emailed me once. I've never received an email from Professor Tom.
Wait a minute. Who put the post out there for guests?
Post for guests. I don't know.
That'd be you.
Right. I put that out there. He's forumed that. He's never emailed me. He emails you.
He doesn't email me about getting together.
Yeah, but he emails you song parodies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you already have this email relationship.
I do?
Yeah. All you have to do is hit reply and say, okay, when do you broadcast? When can we come in? And, all right, we'll be there.
All right, I'll do that next time.
Nice. Next time? Next time when?
You know, next time. Next time I'm checking my email.
All right, next comment is J&J. You are lucky I can't stop listening to your shit, you assholes, submitted by Doobie B. I think he's got the wrong podcast again, J&J. Then we got one from Arrowwolf. I'll just skip that one. We got one...
What are you so mad at Arrowwolf for? What's your problem?
I'm not mad at Arrowwolf. How could I possibly
you,
be
man?
Mad at Arrowwolf?
Hey, look, if you're going to do a podcast, leave all your shit at home, whatever it is.
I did. I left
God
all my shit
damn.
At home. I left my headphones at home. I have to borrow these that you gave me here that squish my ears.
Man.
TTN vote. You guys rock, so have a vote. Excuse me. Stefan C. or the Sterfel. Sterfel. I'll keep it simple. Okay, here's Arrowwolf's second post. Here it goes. I'll keep it simple. Okay, Scott, sir. I'll make it simple for you this time. Blah, 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 podcastologist, blah, 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 B2 Pro tastes like the Glen, blah, blah, Lerv is a hen pecker kind of guys, blah, blah, your dingy dingy floats low on the dingy sea, I'll bet you screwed that up, blah, blah, you guys are still the best, your official PR guy, Arrow Wolf.
That's great.
Cock push-ups? That's from... P. Weller. Cock push-ups? Then I think we got one from Phil, our newsman. He said duty. With
are you distorting?
Interesting spelling, duty. I don't
it's
know. I don't,
distortion.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Who cares?
I can believe I forgot.
Equipment
I
sucks.
Can't believe I think he put can't, but it says I can. I can believe I forgot to vote for my two favorite smacktards. Cordrama, or do you say Cordrama, or do you say Cordrama? I don't know. TTN still rocks, just seems to get better and better each episode. Still the best podcast out there. Keep it up, John and Scott. You make the perfect pair. Melissa 71.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, John, then the last comment we got, and you're going to have to help me out here.
You fucking bitch!
Because we got a fan in Jerusalem. Israel.
Man. Yeah.
And he gave us a comment. He said, what am I, fucking chop liver? Hey there, fuckface. I have been mailing you guys and then have not had an answer for fucking weeks. Just because that shit for brain Sharon is a very... Oh, boy, I'm really having trouble.
Are you drunk?
Is a veg. A veg here in Jerusalem does not mean you have the right to ignore your one and only fan in the Middle East. Dave, the spud-munching Mick in Israel. And, John, I have not gotten any...
Jerusalem?
I have not gotten any email from Dave.
Me either.
So what, I mean, we do have several accounts, John, and I'll go back and check all those accounts, but, we haven't gotten any email from you, Dave, so I'm sorry. I apologize for not getting email from you and replying to the email that we never got from you. So try sending that again. You know, that pisses me off because I get freaking, 50 spams a day.
Yeah.
But I don't get Dave's email from Jerusalem.
Right.
What the F is that?
I don't know.
That pisses me off, John. Pisses me off.
So that's what it is why you're so indifferent tonight.
It could be.
Yeah.
Might be. Maybe I got molested.
Something you want to lay on me tonight
when I was
or
a child? I don't know. No, not at all.
All right.
I don't want to lay anything on you, John.
Oh. What are you saying, you homo?
I'm not saying anything. All right,
Shut up, you'll get together with Kinky Sesh, email him, find out the details.
Yeah, I'll take care of that next time.
And we'll hook that up, and we'll drive down to Rogers Park and drive around for parking for a while, and then we'll do that. That'll be cool.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. I told you earlier I got a call today. The studio flooded. Did I tell you the whole story?
No, you didn't. No.
Last night.
Hold on, John. Let's back up.
Okay.
For our new fans, we are a band.
Yes.
And we have a studio that we practice in.
We are a band.
And yesterday, you got a call. Or was it today?
It was today.
Today, John got a call from the landlord of our studio. And he said...
He said, hey, man, you got to get over here. There's water coming in through the walls. There's a water main broke in the wall. And there's like 4 inches of water in your unit. And I was just turning onto the street that our studio was on, and I noticed I had a message, and I thought it was you announcing the guest was coming. And I checked it, and that's what he was telling me. So I pulled right in there, and there he was with his wife. And they were, they were in the midst of vacuuming our carpet. And sure enough, it was wet, and all of our stuff was wet. Not too bad. So I noticed the night before, Rick had called me. Rick, who's also in the band, AKC, A Kangaroo Court. And he said, you know, come on by if you want. We're just going to jam. How do I turn the stuff on? I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to come by. I want to test out the mics and record and get it all set up so we don't have to dick around with that when we come to practice. So I went there. We did our little thing. They jammed. I recorded it. You know, just minded all my own business. We get done. Everything's fine. All of a sudden, it sounds like, you know, when you don't flush the toilet or you don't jiggle the handle. You know, I get on you about that, Scotters.
Right. I always jiggle, though. Yeah, I try to jiggle.
Okay. And it's going running.
Right.
Well, it was like that, but like 10 times louder. So I go in there to jiggle the handle. And no, it's fine. And then I listen, and it sounds like a fan is blowing, like, next door. Like like the air conditioner turned on. It's like... like that. And I say, hey guys, you hear that? And they all go in there, yeah, we hear it. Yeah, maybe it's the heater or something. I said, oh yeah, that could be the water's going through the... because we have radiating heat in the ceiling. Who ever heard of that? The heat goes up, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So it's in the ceiling. And it is. Well, we didn't think anything of it. Sure enough, I get a call today that in that exact wall where we were hearing that noise, the water pipe broke back there. And yeah.
Broke back?
Broke back. We had broke back pipe water. It was fresh water, no sewer or sewage or any of that.
That's
shit.
A relief.
But we got lucky. That thing could have been running until today. Well, until you know, we went there for practice, or you went to pick up your mic.
Right.
You would have found it. Our tenant on the end found it. They went in to hook up a computer. We could take that out in post, right?
Sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, hook up a computer, and they noticed the water coming in, so they phoned the landlord. But Gordon wasn't home, I guess, and he got wet, too.
Gordon's our other neighbor.
Yeah.
He lives there.
Strange.
Yeah. Gordon.
Say the least.
So before we did the podcast tonight, we went over to the studio and you had to move the drum set.
Yeah.
And we got some carpeting out of there, and we had to remove the drum set so the landlord can crawl up into the ceiling to who knows do what.
Who knows?
Well, I don't
know. We
got
another problem up there, too.
Another problem.
The ceiling's chipping.
And our door's falling apart, our door handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. Door handle. So if you need any equipment, we'll tell you the address. You got homeowners, right?
Yeah, I got a homo.
Get
nurse.
All new shit.
New shit. All my stuff is new shit.
Yeah, so that started my day off really awesome, and then the Bears fucking lost.
Yeah.
But I'm over it. It's all good.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Oh, yeah, and then earlier the wife says to me, yeah, I think our neighbors are stealing our bandwidth.
How are they doing that?
Because my dumb ass figuring nobody else in this neighborhood's going to get Wi-Fi. I'm not going to secure it.
Right.
So I just got it going, you know. And we notice it's really slowing down. And I know this guy next door, he does like these video games, online video games.
Mm-hmm.
See him all the time, like doing, I don't know what they are, SOCOM or something like that. And he's online and shit. And the wife, the other yesterday, goes online. She goes to this website to buy some tickets. And it says, welcome back, S. Ward. So somebody was using our Wi-Fi, so they had our IP, I guess. Or maybe she logged into his. I don't know. But, it's S. Ward, we think. And the guy's name is Steve. So we think it was him. So today I secured it. We are now operating on a secure wireless network.
Well, that's cool. And you know, I think that's why I'm kind of down, John.
Why?
It's because I'm coming to the realization, and maybe some people call this a midlife crisis or whatever, but you reach a point where you figure out that 98% of the people on the planet are fucking assholes. It's just, it's depressing and it pisses me off.
Oh, you really are weighing the world on your shoulders.
You got,
what is
you
your
got
problem?
Steve, your neighbor, trying to steal your fucking Wi-Fi. We tell our fans to vote for us on Podcast Alley, but then you got other podcasters out there that cheat the system and pile up the votes. So what's the fucking point? So maybe we should tell our fans stop voting for us. If you want to leave a comment to communicate, that's great. We appreciate that. But don't bother voting for us anymore, because it's a fucking joke. It's a joke, John. Makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, man, you are bipolar.
Aren't I?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man?
I just got that off my chest. And
no,
I'll
tell
feel
me the
better.
Truth.
No, that's the truth.
Tell the truth.
That is the truth.
Oh, come on.
Come on, you. Come on.
Is it the W?
The W is on my case, not on my case, but he's on my mind because he's such a chimp. And, we'll get into that later, but I brought the articles of impeachment in, and we got some bad news, but we'll get to that in part 3.
Oh, great. We can't impeach him?
No, we can't impeach him, and we'll get to that. Stay tuned, part three, heavy metal episode.
Great.
Because I don't have that information at my disposal right now. So, well, yeah, John, I'm just...
we didn't prepare this week at all.
Not really, but we did see some movies.
Yeah.
What'd you see, John?
Hold on, let me get a drink. Little Maker's Mark and Diet Coke. I went and saw King Kong!
What'd you think?
Basically, if I want to see a chimp rip up, you know, come to America and just start fucking people up, I'll just turn on Fox and look for the W.
Right.
No, I thought it was awesome. Like totally. Everybody says, my back was fucking killing me when I got out of there. Oh, my God. Oh, but I think it was because I was really tense. Because the beginning of the movie is pretty slow, and we're watching Jack Black, Joe, and I, and we're cracking up. It is serious, goofy lines. And you know, all we're thinking is, you know, Jack Black of, you know, cock push-ups. You know, we're right. Waiting for him to say...
Cock push-ups?
You know,
I've been doing cock push-ups.
You know, or some shit like that.
Shut up, you fucking shit!
But he doesn't say anything like that. He's all serious and shit, real intense. And it took us a while to kind of buy it. But then looking at all the scenery and the old cars and all that shit,
attention to detail.
Yeah, attention to detail was fantastic. And then they get on the boat, and then they finally get to the island. And then after that, it's nonstop, like you said. Nonstop action. And it's intense action. It's really kind of nail-biting, nerve-wracking. But the most intense part for me was when he got up on the Empire State Building, and then the chick starts going up there. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? I mean, that shit's high. And with the way the planes are flying at him and stuff, I started getting dizzy. Because we sit in the front row almost.
Right.
We're literally like four rows back. So you're like in the movie. So I was a little stressed out about that. And I really got into it. I mean, he sold me on the monkey. That was some good goddamn CGI, man.
No doubt.
So I loved it, man. I thought it was fantastic. It was a good remake of the original.
Oh, I think definitely. Yeah, they've done it a couple of times, and this was by far the best.
Oh, yeah. That 70s one was, or 80s, or whatever that one came out, was terrible. With, who was in it, Jeff Bridges, or?
I don't know. Is that the one with, I can't remember her name.
Faye Ray? Faye Dunaway?
No, not Faye Dunaway.
Jessica
Lange.
Lang, yeah.
There you go. With the snake. Yeah, that was stupid.
Right. Oh, God, you're just fucking strong.
Stupid one. See anything else?
I started watching 40-Year-Old Virgin last night, and that started out, and I was laughing my fucking ass off, but I was so goddamn tired, because I had been out all day at a birthday party and drinking beer all day, and then drinking Makers and Diet Coke when I got home, and doing that thing last night and stuff, and, you know, partaking. I was really tired. The wife says, yeah, pop in a movie. Let's watch it. And within 20 minutes, we were out cold.
But, the both of you.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's what we're saying about the movie, but I was laughing my ass off, but I just could not keep my eyes open. It wasn't that it was boring. I was so fucking tired. But I got to finish it. Maybe tonight after this I'll finish it.
No doubt.
It was pretty fucking funny.
It's a good one, man. It's a good one.
Yeah. It's really... Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you think it was funny? I don't remember a review from you.
I don't remember if I did review it. Yeah, I'll have to check.
Well, let's hear it.
The show logs. Well, why don't I just wait until you see the whole thing?
Oh, all right.
And we'll review it together.
Fine. Jesus, easy.
All right, John.
Well, you know, if you could ever come out, except for practice and podcasts, yeah. You know, I'd invite you over for a movie.
I can. Just invite me. I'll I'll probably come over.
I have. It's like, what time?
Yeah, I got to know what time.
8 o'clock. Oh, can it be later? It's family night. I can't come out.
Family night is only on Friday night, all right?
Whatever.
All right.
Family night is every night for me, Scott.
Not me. I can get the whole go through the whole week without even thinking about my damn family.
I don't.
And then Friday night.
God, man.
Friday night.
You sure want to say this for, you know,
family night?
Court.
Hey, I'm just kidding. It's theater of the mind,
it's total
right?
Talk nonsense.
Right. It's total yeah. Talk nonsense.
You cocksucker.
I got a couple emails from some people that were very. I don't want to give it away. Maybe I shouldn't say anything.
Is a drag.
But they were very fooled by our Christmas party. I'll just leave it at that. All right, then, John.
What? That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, what content? Pez is right. There's none.
My show ain't got no content. Fog
is that
of...
what he said? I don't remember him saying that.
Who?
Pez.
He said that in his show when he was doing his live broadcast at a bar.
Oh.
I saw... couple of DVDs, John.
What'd you see?
I saw The Fog of War.
Oh, yeah.
And you've seen that, right?
Yeah.
McNamara, fascinating documentary.
I still haven't figured it out completely.
And McNamara got a bum rap in Vietnam, and he's still getting a bum rap today, John.
He is.
Yeah, I saw something on Jon Stewart the other night, and I guess Bush brought McNamara into some meeting to talk about Iraq. Which is good, because Bush usually doesn't talk to anybody about Iraq, except...
That's when a chick has big tits, right?
Yeah, yeah. Except...
Iraq, get it?
his stooges, whatever, whoever, Dick Cheney, and he surrounds himself with yes-men. He finally brought McNamara in to talk to him about it, but that guy's like 90 now.
Yeah.
But at least he's a soliciting outside opinions, which is new for his regime, John.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
But McNamara, fascinating guy. And he's still getting the bum rap on Vietnam because Jon Stewart made a joke about McNamara, like Vietnam was McNamara's fault. But it wasn't.
Right.
McNamara told Kennedy, get out of there. Kennedy goes and gets assassinated right when he starts pulling troops out. Lyndon Johnson comes in, and is he from Texas, Lyndon Johnson?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the same stupid-ass mentality as Bush. And right away, he tells McNamara, I never agreed with you and Jack Kennedy on Vietnam. We need to go in there and kick some ass. And, by the way, can you give me some pants where the slacks don't ride up on my bunghole or
right.
My nutsack? You know where your nutsack hangs.
That's
so,
right.
So McNamara stayed on for Johnson, and he told him, like, on a daily basis, we need to get out of Vietnam. Here's my plan to get out of Vietnam. And Johnson blew him off, but McNamara got crushed in the press. Because they blamed it on him.
Yeah.
But he was loyal to Kennedy. He was loyal to Johnson.
Right.
So he never let it on.
He was a scapegoat.
He towed the party line. He was the scapegoat. Johnson said to him, hey, forget getting out of there. You draw me a plan on how we can win in Vietnam. And while you're at it, get me some new slacks because my bunghole's kind of where my nuts hang. So McNamara went back and he drew up a report and he handed it to Johnson and it was how to get out of there. And Johnson got so pissed off he fired him. You're fired. So McNamara left. He went back into the private sector. He made a bajillion dollars.
Right.
And
well, he invented seatbelts.
And that's right. And Johnson, 6 months later, pulled troops out of Iraq. Stupid ass.
Vietnam.
Yeah, what did I say?
Iraq.
All right. Same thing, John. Same damn thing.
It is.
With the same stooge, type of stooge in charge.
Well, I mean, you hear LBJ on the tapes just saying, I don't want to be embarrassed.
And trying
I don't want him to think that we got our asses kicked.
And trying to hit on Jack Kennedy's widow.
Yeah. Dick.
You know where my nuts hang.
bunghole. I don't want that running up by my nutsack.
Say right up too high where my bunghole is. Yeah, and I saw one other DVD, John.
John, Jackie,
I'm
yo!
Fixing to fuck you in the ass.
We should... Well, I'll take care of that. I'll edit that so we can put in whoever name we want. All right, then. The other DVD I saw, John, was Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With Brad and Angelina.
Yeah.
And the whole time, not the whole time, but for a good half of it, I'm watching it. And I'm thinking to myself, when did Brad Pitt, in his mind, come to the realization that he was going to leave his wife and start porking Angelina, Jolie?
Sometime during that movie.
Was it during this scene? Was it the last scene?
And she's pregnant.
Yeah, with Brad Pitt's baby. And for the first time...
The doctors are baffled, but they've noticed that the baby, they could see lips on the ultrasound. I heard that joke. I stole it. That's on Conan.
If you remember the opening scene of this movie, they're in a therapist's office. And Brad, I think I may be queer, John, because Brad Pitt was much more interesting to me than Angelina Jolie. When this opening scene, she looked like a frickin' clown with those big lips and those eyebrows that are halfway up on her forehead and her hair's pulled back.
And she's really surprised, like, whoa!
Yeah, I just don't get it, John. I don't get it. What is the
fascination
with Angelina Jolie? I mean, she's got the
Brad.
Rack.
I'm fixing to fuck you.
She's got the rack that's bought and paid for.
Iraq,
right?
Yeah.
And she's... Her looks anorexic. Her hands are skin and bone. Skin and bone, John.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
that clown face. I do have to say there were moments where her hair was down, where I thought the lighting was just right.
And those lips.
And she looked doable. But other than that, she looked frightening to me.
And those lips, man.
Brad Pitt was more doable than Angelina Jolie for me anyway, John.
Yeah.
So maybe I should go see Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, maybe you should, man.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
And I think Brad Pitt is underrated as an actor. I think he's funny, and he's good. That's what I think, John. He's good.
He's
all right. So in synopsis of the movie is they're both hit people. I was going to say hit men, but Angelina. They're both assassins, but they don't know it, and they marry each other, and then they get calls to assassinate each other, and then the movie really didn't take off for me until they figured that out. That's when it got good for me, John.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Yeah.
And there's this one scene where they're beating the shit out of each other in their house.
That's hot, man.
It is.
That was like me and my wife.
But there's one part in there where she has him behind the couch.
Yeah.
And she's punching him. And she punches him like three times.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And it looked like a sissy girl trying to hit a guy. And the whole illusion of her being an assassin and a hard ass
went
right out the window.
What about, wasn't there a part where they show Brad and he's kicking her behind the couch?
Yeah.
But they're not showing like her on the ground. They just show him like, and you were,
yeah.
That was hot, man.
That was good. Yeah. And then they got a team up at the end. And it's good. It was only good. The first 60 minutes was all set up. And there's nothing really engaging.
Right.
And all you're thinking about is, when did he start porking her? But then when they get
That's
called on
you
these...
think you say, you're saying you think. Not everybody. Just you.
No, everybody. Because I am everybody, John. I'm every man.
Isn't
that a Whitney Houston song?
I don't know.
Who's back in rehab or whatever the hell she's doing.
For pot.
So I give, Fog of War, I definitely give that 4 Spiny Normans.
Yeah.
And Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I'll give that 3.5 Spiny Normans.
You really find out the history of World War II from that thing, man. You're like, no.
Well, World War II,
whoa.
Cuba Missile Crisis,
And he left a job making hundreds of thousands of dollars for $25,000 a year.
Right, and a bunch of shit.
To be a security advisor and then take the fucking shit sandwich and eat it.
Right, the shit sandwich. And, well, that's the other thing, John. You watch this movie.
Those are the real Americans, man.
And I'm thinking, okay, was the director biased towards Robert McNamara? Is there a story that we're not hearing? Because this guy, at the time, he was 85, and the guy's as sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
And he described his first time in the White House. And he walked into a room. He can describe the frickin' room. Then they start talking about Vietnam. And he's, you know, as sharp as a tack. Everything he's saying, they back up with tapes, with LBJ. But then the guy asks him this question. Who authorized the use of napalm? And he said, oh, I don't know. I really don't know. Which is total bullshit. How could he not know
right.
who authorized it? So he must have had something to do with that.
Oh, yeah. Or he couldn't say who
Sorry. It wasn't napalm. It was Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange. Who authorized the use of Agent Orange?
Wasn't Eddie Murphy Agent Orange?
I don't know. Yeah, and Bang Dang.
Gang bong,
gang
bing
bong,
bang
jing,
bang.
No doubt.
I'm sorry. It's a serious thing and I'm making jokes.
It's not serious.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so
good.
Yeah, just a very educational film. And
yeah.
Robert McNamara, a self-made man, John. Self-made man.
Oh,
not
yeah.
some guy born with a goddamn silver spoon up his mouth who had the best goddamn money education could buy and still says shit like...
Right.
Some of the other members of the crew are here as well. Where are they, Robbie? Where are the members of your crew? Well, they must have couldn't pass the security check.
Well, they asked him about the W at the end in Iraq, and he kind of distanced them.
You're having trouble with the H's
distance.
Tonight. Or is it this
anything. I'm four Maker's Mark and Cokes to the wind, man.
Well, and you know why? It's because he still has that loyalty to the office of the president. Even if there's a goddamn chimp in office, he's still going to be loyal, and he's not going to say one thing or the other.
Yeah. He's team player.
Team player.
Yeah, but he took a lot of responsibility. Basically, he didn't come out and say, I told LBJ not to do this and this. He said, yeah, we did this and this and this, and then they would segue into the tapes.
Right. Well, he did. The guy asked him, excuse me, who was ultimately responsible for Vietnam? And he said, LBJ. He was the president.
Oh, for wow! Well, yeah,
he had
okay.
the power, the authority to make those decisions, and he
say
made
the
those
same
decisions.
Thing when they say who's ultimately responsible for the war in Iraq.
Right, it's the Bush,
Saddam Hussein.
All right, it's not Bush.
It's him all along
because his legacy.
He had weapons of mass masturbation.
Can you hear about the crap Saddam saying at trial? That
what?
The Bush administration is a bunch of liars. Yeah, that'll almost work for Saddam. Right?
Like, that's really true.
Yeah.
What a
stupid.
Dick.
What a dick.
Like, he's going to get away with that. Ass.
Such a crap.
All right, Scott, we'll carry this on into the next segment. All right?
Into part two.
Yeah.
Well, I have some celebrity news and some science news for part two, John.
Well, stay tuned, folks, and we'll be right back. Just a click away.